Blog Talk Radio.
That's what people don't understand about me. It ain't that I can make so many albums and just keep going. Like, how the fuck you do that? Because it's me. It's really me. Like, I'm just talking what I go through, whatever it is. And be it good, I might say the worst shit in the world. But it's me.
But then you saying shit that make people in the hood do crime. If you're not going, you're going to do it because you want to do it. But then, like, you don't help them. Like, you saying that you sold drugs, that you got a gun, that this, that, that.
My moms are not, yo, nigga, I'm it's all good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? More so now.
You tell them the downfall, whatever's good.
Yeah, the evil.
Yeah, the bad side of it.
Yeah. It's heaven and then there's hell, nigga.
Yeah.
One day you cruising in the seven, the next day you... Your alibis ain't matching up. Bullshit catching up. You hit with the Rico, they repo that vehicle. Shit was all good just a week ago. About to start snitching, ain't you? Ready to start bitching, ain't you? I forgive you. I forgive you. Hustling just ain't you. Aside from the fast cars, honeys that shake their ass and balls, you know you wouldn't be involved with the underworld dealers, carriers of Mac Miller, East Coast bodyers, West Coast caterpillars, little monkey niggas turn gorillas. These are my rhymes, B.
Yeah.
This is my first album.
The hottest under the sun. Ain't nobody fucking with me, man. Hey, you already know that pimpin'.
Yeah.
Cash money breakfast where dreams come true.
Fuck up my dream.
Somebody gon' die tonight. Hey, you already know that pimpin'.
Hey, it's cash money records, man, a lawless game.
Fucking believable, Lil Wayne's the president. Fuck 'em, fuck 'em, fuck 'em. Even if they celibate, I know the game is crazy. It's more crazy than it's ever been. I'm married to that crazy bitch. Call me Kevin Federline. It's obvious that he'll be cash money till the death of him. The ground shall break when they bury him, bury him. I know one day they gotta bury him. Better lock my casket tight, baby, so I don't let the devil in. People, it's just me and my guitar. Yeah, bitch, I'm heavy metalin'. You can get the fucking lid. Zeppelin. Niggas is bitches, bitches, I think they full of estrogen. And we hold court and take your life for a settlement. Yes, I'm the best, and no, I ain't positive, I'm definite. I know the game like I'm reffing it. This is the Carter 3, the New Testament. And I'm the God, and this is what I bless them with. Bitch, I'm me, I'm me, I'm me. It's cash money over everything. It's in my blood, I feel it running in every vein. I'm from the mud, I am a missile like a stud. What's really good, I'm about that ruckus like FUD. And I say it on my flow at cash money like a rug. Tied to the fucking bird man like a lug. And dear Mr. Ronald Williams, to you, I shall forever give thanks like a pilgrim. Cash money million, heir to the throne. Going at their heads like hair in a comb. Sitting by the window, I just stare at the stone. Know I'ma get through it like hair in a comb. Y'all money over bitches, my niggas trust my senses. And I will take a desert as the Lord is my witness. And you all have witnessed, but I am not finished. So keep your mouth closed and let your eyes listen. Bitch, I'm me, I'm me, I'm me, baby, I'm me. So who you? You're not me, you're not me. And I know that ain't fair, but I don't care. I'm a motherfucking cash money millionaire. I know that ain't fair, but I don't care. I'm still a motherfucking cash money millionaire. Last year they had the Grammys and left me in Miami.
That's when I can't hold my shit within. So I shit on myself, cause I'm so sick and tired of shitting on everybody else. I'm trying to tell you like I'm saying something. I'm from the dirty like the bottom of my pants cuffs. And there nothing gon' stop me, so just envy it. Hey, I'll accept a friendly quit. Yeah, I'm me, bitch, I'm me, baby, I'm me. So who you? Fuck you, you're not me. And I know that ain't fair, but I don't care. I'm a motherfucking cash 20 millionaire. I know that ain't fair, but I don't care. I am a motherfucking cash 20 millionaire.
Fucking with me, man. Hey, you already know that pimpin'. Cash money breakfast where dreams come true. Yeah.
Somebody gon' die tonight.
Hey, you already know that pimpin'.
Hey, it's Cash Money Records, man, a lawless gang.
Kane is in the building.
With Hollywood Cole, I'm with Marla G, bro, flying Holly Grove chicks to my Hollywood shows. And I wanna tell you something that you probably should know. This that Slumdog Millionaire Bollywood flow. And my real friends never hearing from me. Fake friends write the wrong answers on the mirror for me. That's why I pick and choose, I don't get shit confused. I got a small circle, I'm not with different crews. We walk the same path, but got on different shoes. Live in the same building, but we got different views. I got a couple cars I never get to use. Don't like my women single, I like my chicks in twos. And these days, all the girls are down the road. I hit the strip club and all them bitches find a pole. Plus I've been sipping, so this shit is moving kinda slow. Just tell my girl to tell a friend that it's time to go.
Now tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and only heaven's right above it. We own. It's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright, now somebody show some money in this bitch. And I got my bees with me like some honey in this bitch. Shit, shit. I got my gun in my boot purse and I don't bust back because I shoot first.
Meet me on the fresh train. Yes, I'm in the building. You just on the list of guest names. And all of my riders do not give a fuck. X Games. Guns turn you boys into pussies. Sex change. And I smoke till I got chest pain. And you niggas know I rep my gang like Jesse James. Women are possessive and they wanna possess Rain. I've been fly so long I fell asleep on the fucking plane. Skinny pants and some Vans. Call me Triple A, get my advance in advance. Amen. As the world spinning, dance in my hands. Life is a beach, I'm just playing in the sand. Wake up and smell a pussy. You niggas can't see me, but never overlook me. I'm on the paper trail and ain't no telling where it took me. Yeah, and I ain't a killer, but don't push me.
Now tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and only heaven's right above it. We own. It's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright, now somebody show some money in this bitch. And I got my bees with me like some honey in this bitch. Shit, yeah. I got my gun in my boot purse and I don't bust back because I shoot first.
How do he say what's never said? Beautiful black woman, I bet that bitch look better red. Limping off tour cause I made more off my second leg. Motherfucking Birdman Jr., 11th grade. Ball on automatic start. I can hand it to Drake, I do a quarterback draw. Wildcat offense, check the paw print. We in the building, you niggas in the apartment. Now come on, be my blood donor. Flow so nice, she ain't gotta put a rug on her. Do it big and let the small fall under that. Damn, where you stumble that? Somewhere they make gumbo at. Hang, got the fucking feet jumping like
swagger than Carter. Count money, Democrat. Now tell me how you love it. You know you at the top, but all the hell is right above it. We own it. It's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright, now somebody shoot the money in this bitch. And I got my bees with me like some honey in this bitch. Shoot it. And I got my gun in my boot purse, and I don't bust back because I shoot first.
Peace, y'all. What's good? Welcome again. It's another Tuesday. So let's get it. Hope you had a good weekend. So let's just get right into it. So over the course of the weekend, we had a family member, friend pass. And it just put a lot of things in perspective. You know, God was young, had a full family, and we're starting to find out that, you know, he passed without a will. And I don't know if people really understand the gravity of all of that stuff, but, you know, it's kind of tough. So I want to encourage y'all again to start planning ahead and having these things in place, put these tools in place so you can help navigate what really happens after you're no longer here. When in fact you don't do that, it puts a lot of pressure on the family because the court takes over everything. And when the court takes over everything, it just becomes a resolution of debt. You know, that's all they focus on. So at the end of the day, you stand to lose out on passing on anything to your family if you're not careful. So, but I wanted to slow down a little bit. You know, I got to polish up my etiquette when I'm doing the show. Sometimes I'm rushing. Sometimes I just got a million things going on. But peace, y'all. Peace, y'all in the chat. What's up? What's up? The trick to life is this. Every one of us is unique. And every one of us prioritizes different experiences. But for a lot of us, our priorities are kind of like given to us. You know, once you get over the age of 18, the expectation is you're working a 9-to-5 for the majority. So when you work a 9-to-5 for 20 years and you're taken away, you're no longer here, what's left behind? What's really left behind? So I don't want tonight to be a morbid show. I want to just put that out in the atmosphere because 2 years ago, almost a year, 2 years ago, it's not 2 years, but a year and a half ago, I came out asking y'all to focus on creating a will, especially if you all have elders in your family. Someone made the same appeal tonight, and that's what this is all about, is it's easy for us to be proactive. It's difficult for us to be reactive. And I say that from the perspective that a lot of times we just want to wait till stuff happens before we actually tend to it. And you could do that.
but a lot of times it's to your detriment. So in the instance of one of the things that we know is inevitable, which is for us to expire, it's impossible for you to correct that after you expire. So, you know, just, it takes a little bit of time. It's not easy. I get it. But these are things that have to be tended to. So with that being said, let me do a couple quick house cleaning. First thing is we have a webinar this weekend. So don't forget to reserve your seat. You can go on lowlifeacademy.com and check out our upcoming webinar. That's going to be on the name change. I'm going to work on being a little bit more spunky too on these calls, because ever since I stopped drinking, no, I'm just kidding. Oh, man. I feel like I lost my edge, y'all. So I got to get back to sipping some water. I got to. So I'll probably do that on Thursday. I'll go get something and make sure I'm ready for y'all, because I just, obviously, I'm a more energetic person when I get on that damn water. Let's get into it, though, right? Upcoming show, we're going to talk about the name change. Webinar. That's this Saturday at 1, if I'm not mistaken. And then we got some information about these private IDs that everybody want to know about as well. So that's what we got going on this weekend. And then I got to let y'all know, I kind of, you know, with some stuff going on and running back and forth, we didn't get to post yesterday on YouTube, but hopefully y'all are enjoying the YouTube feeds. There's some short videos for the majority, you know, kind of straight to the point, kind of spunky. And, I want to make sure that y'all are watching those and taking advantage of those things. I think the last one that was put up was how to sue the cops or something like that. I think we might be wrong, but make sure y'all are getting that information. There are templates in that spiel that I had given, so y'all can maximize that. Like I said, let me give you all my disclaimer too. I don't write like that. So that's not going to be, you know, the type of material in terms of the style and everything that's going to be presented. So I just wanted to be able to show y'all that there's good information out there and you can have access to it, as I said last week, if you do good research, right? So it's there for you. It's available for you. I think what I'm probably missing is music in the background. Like, I don't know what's different. I think music in the background has been different. I know I always struggle with just looking at a screen and talking to myself, so it's not the same. What else was there? Talk about that, the webinar. Yeah, I think that's it. Next month we're gonna do another webinar. And that one's going to be on your right to travel. For right to travel on land, water, and air. So be on the lookout for that. We don't have a date yet. But as soon as I get one, I'll let y'all know. All right? Besides that, YouTube is doing their thing. Yeah, I think that's it, man. We still haven't touched OnlyFans. We still haven't even tapped into that resource. So, all right. Let me not bore y'all. Let's keep the show moving. What are we going to talk about tonight? Like I said, I didn't want to make it a morbid show, but I kind of feel compelled to continue the push the whole message and emphasis of creating the will. Now, I know a lot of our community members have been working on it, the ones that are connected to this platform. So they've been, you know, getting work done. Shout out to Six, shout out to Money. They've been putting in some work behind the scenes as well. So, you know, progress is what you work at. You just got to believe and just keep plugging at it. But for the majority of y'all, y'all are saying, I don't know where to start. I don't know what to do. So why don't I just do this?
Let me see. Let's see if I pull up one of these, then I can't be able to see it. This is all right, so this is not a complete one. Let me just search a complete one. Actually, I don't know why I like going to Google so much lately. I'm looking up will, so let's do live will. And testament. Now, what I'm doing is literally typing in my computer in the search for will, and I have quite a damn few. So let's look at this one. I don't know what none of these are because I haven't looked at these in a minute. Is it gonna open? Okay. Oh, there it is. All right. Boom, 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 boom. All right. I'll give you an example. So that's what I'm gonna do tonight. Give you an example. And this is just a short one. I don't, you know, just give you an example. This is one that was actually completed, right? But again, it's just an example. So it says, I blank, that's the name. And then they say, a resident of this county, state of Florida, being of sound mind and deposing memory, do hereby make, publish, and declare this to be my last will and testament, hereby revoking any and all former wills, codicils, and writings of testamentary import made by me. So what that does is, one, introduces the party, two, provides a location so that establishes jurisdiction for the party. And then they talk about their competency, being of sound mind, and so on and so forth. And then what do? They do hereby make. That's their will. All right? They're establishing their will. So, and then the last part they do away with, any and all, prior wills or writings or instruments out there that would be considered to be a will or any form of a will, they are revoking it. And why do they do that? Because, and let me explain to you, a lot of times y'all don't realize that over your lifetime, you know, if you're 35, if you're 30, matter of fact, if you're probably 25, you've probably amassed quite a bit of experiences, some of which might have included, you know, signing some consent form to relinquish power of attorney to an attorney, to some type of agency or officer in an agency, I should say, right? I don't know what y'all do in terms of your contracts, but you just have to look at it from the perspective that at the end of the day, these people could be potentially misusing your information. Like, let me speak to this. Last week I touched on
the rescission stuff. And I was telling y'all from day one, I've been showing y'all freedom is, you know, separation, right? And I don't know if people get that, but now I know people are talking about it, which is cool because we trendsetters. But at the end of the day, what I want people to realize is don't fall for the okey-doke. You know, when people start to give you the obvious of information, like, okay, you know, you can rescind contracts or you can revoke this or you can, you want to make sure that the things that you're going to do, like in this instance, are going to help with the processes that you're trying to complete. So as an example, you're trying to do your will. You're trying to get your codicil done, and you want to make sure and refrain from anybody being authorized to be able to do that, right? So at the end of the day, what you're doing with this last will and testament is revoking, stopping anybody. And you have to think, are there other instances that you might have given away your signature and not know about it? So I'll give you an example. You want to rescind or revoke your registered agent contract. And that's with the Secretary of State for, and that's what I've seen so far for the states, right? So you got to find that form, and you got to complete that form, and you got to turn that in so you can rescind the fact that you are an agent given access to your signature and every other likeness of you for them to use. Got to do that. But I just segue, so let me not run on too far. Now, here's what they say. Article 1, I hereby nominate and appoint my spouse, whatever the name, as personal representative of this will. All right? That's the second thing, or the first thing in the article, right? Article 2, I hereby grant my personal representative with respect to my estate, in addition to those powers conferred by law, the following powers to be exercised without bond and without the author. Now, see, I'm giving away too much. I keep telling y'all, if you know the code, then you know how to write your will, right? Because the codes are going to give you their requirements, their do's and their don'ts. Let me make sure I'm not skipping y'all in the chat. But pay attention. This stuff is easy. It's not even hard, right? But in any instance, I already started reading that section, so I'll give it to y'all. I said it before, and I say it again. This is how, when I say something like, you know, the courts, their job is to administer the trust, so they want to have control at all times, even if you have someone that's serving as your personal representative or what they would consider your executor or executrix, right? So at the end of the day, they have standard rules that apply, right? And they talk about bonds, right? Bonding in order to be able to fulfill these obligations because of the role that they're playing. They want to make sure that they don't cheat the system, take advantage, or do anything that is going to take away from that particular estate, right? So here they're telling you, and I didn't want to share this with just everybody, but this is what it is. You know, they give them the powers without bond and without any authority from any court. Now, what does that do? That stops the court in their tracks. The only thing the courts can do now is just prove and provide the letters testamentary. They don't need anything else. They're also going to ask for follow-ups, but technically speaking, as I just said, you don't need to respond to any of those things, right? Unless it's required by law. So, but here, they're saying, we don't want no court involvement. And they say they want them to deal with all property, real and personal. And then they go into describing some of these things. So they talk about cash or credit, public or private, so on and so forth. So if y'all are doing y'all research, y'all have come across some language like this. All right. I direct that all my debts, this is Article 3, which I am legally obligated to pay at the time of my death, my last illness and funeral expenses, see, things that I share with y'all, all inheritance or estate taxes imposed upon my estate,
and all cost of administration of my estate, see, be paid as soon as my as soon as may be practical and convenient after my death. So they're talking about the funeral expenses, they're talking about inheritance, they're talking about estate taxes, right? And all cost of administration, right? So that means that that personal representative is going to get compensated. All right, so my personal representative shall not be required to pay any, all right? So I skipped over that. Article 4, I give all of my property, whether the same be real or personal, or whatever nature, and then they name who they're giving it to. I'm gonna skip over this part because I don't want to read that. And then the final one is Article 5. It says, I hereby specifically declare that I intend to leave at my death a separate writing by which instrument I intend to give certain of my tangible personal property to the persons named therein. Get it? And then they go down and witness thereof, I have signed the instrument as my last will and testament, and in the presence of individuals witnessing at my request this blah, 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 sign their name. And then they have the section where the witnesses verify. All right? That's it. That's it. And it's notarized. Now, I don't know if any of that made sense to y'all, because some of those sentences, when I saw what I was about to read, I stopped. So that wasn't my intention. These are things that I have used for my own study. So some things that I find very interesting, I like to keep to myself. because, again, my job is not to tell anyone what to do. I can only ask you to do your part and show you things that I might find interesting. A lot of times I say it to y'all, but what I'm saying tonight is I do not like drawing attention to the things that I find to be extremely interesting, right? Like, I just roll past it, I'll say it, and I won't explain it. And a lot of y'all will not receive it the way you should because you didn't catch the fact that it was a gem. So I just gave you a couple gems tonight to help you with your start. Don't make it complicated. You know, in that document that I just read, there was nothing about kids. There was nothing about anything for that matter. You know what I mean? Not even how to dispose of the body or nothing. You know what I mean? How to go about the funeral. Nothing. Nothing. I'll give you a different example. Let me see if I find one as I'm describing. One second. It's always kind of like looking at, searching for a needle in a haystack. I literally have over 900 samples. I think it said 996 samples from various years. All right, so this one is number 22. Let me see what number 22 looks like. And I found tremendous gems, if you will. And like I said, there's no one way to say these things. But I like the language. I always like when I learn how to frame something or word something in such a unique way that it just sits right with me. You get what I'm saying? So, all right. So let me go over. I won't go into reading each of these sections, but here is someone else's sample. And it says, I own so from this county, all the same stuff, right? Hereby revoking all prior will and codicil made by me, right? Now, you catch on this one. It says personal representative. That's their Article 1, but they don't put Article 1. They just put personal representative under I, right? And the term personal representative, of my last will, in the event of the death or resignation, removal, see, this was not in the last one, so I'm sharing that with you. You know, I hereby appoint so-and-so, because you want to have a backup or two, all right? So then they say payments of last debts. That's what they did in Article 2, so it's kind of like the same thing. I further direct, blah, blah, blah. So illness, funeral, burial, and administrative expenses, same thing. So then they have the powers. This one has powers of the personal representatives, right, to exchange, improve, repair, right, so on and so forth, the lease, right, all of these things, and it goes all the way down to H. Now, here in Section 4, it talks about guardianship. In the event my wife, blah, 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 shall not survive me, I appoint my sister-in-law, right, to be the guardian over my minor children, right? So these are things, like I said, everyone's thing is kind of different, right? Now, they put in a clause here that says simultaneous death. If my wife, blah, 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 and I die under such circumstances that the order of death cannot be determined, then for the purposes of this will, my wife shall be presumed to have survived me. I don't know what the hell he just said, but whatever. Tangible personal property, so that's stuff that you can give away, you know, cars, furniture, stuff, art books, you know, shit like that. So the next section is, and this is Section 7, residue of estate. That's a term that y'all can look up, right? And then they just sign it and they end it, right? So a lot of these create trust in them. I'm not going over the trust. I'm the first and only one to ever speak to you all about the two types of lawful trust that can be created. But you're going to have to do your research on that because I haven't taught anything on the testamentary trust yet, right? We've only talked about the express trust. So the testamentary trust gives you the opportunity to create what would truly be considered, you know, a trust after you expire. So it's just something that you should probably consider. All right, so who gonna come in and chop it up with me? I'm not gonna go into too much more. I gave y'all two samples. I wanna see if y'all have questions or what some of the roadblocks y'all are running into. You know, what's really going on? Y'all can hit me in the chat. Y'all can, you know, press one to raise your hand and I'll take some calls. But since nobody had their hand raised yet, let me see if I can give y'all one more example. Let me see if I can find a real good one. Yeah, I don't really understand, but this stuff can get really, really... I'm trying to see. This one is more religious than anything, so I don't know if I want to get into it. It is, it's definitely longer and more in depth, but it was created by a religious group, so I don't want to necessarily touch that. I'm trying to see. All right, let's see. That's number 35. So number 38. Let's see what 38 is working with. A lot of these are just kind of like the same things. So this one speaks to burial and funeral expenses, cremation and funeral expenses. I desire and direct my body to be cremated. Not me. All right. Payments of debts. Then bequest of estate. Number 4 is future children. Y'all be wondering, like, what future children? They might adopt or have future children. They're writing them into their will. All right. So future marriage or divorce. These are the things that are important to this person, right? Obviously, survival requirement, appointment of the executor. Most of these say personal representatives, but as y'all know, they kind of use it interchangeably. Me, personally, I prefer that E word, the E word. And that's it on this one. So it just becomes repetitive is the main thing that I mentioned to y'all. After a while, it's just like you start seeing the same themes. We're talking about debt and burial. We're talking about, this one here, nice. But this one is literally, all right. So it goes into the will and it tells you who the will is for. And then as the articles unfold, it's like Article 1 is a revocation of earlier wills. Number two is appointment of the executor, right? Number three is cash gifts. Four, gifts of specific goods. So then they just start, you know, going through some of the specifics. Alternate gift of balance of estate, appointment of guardian. Again, see the term guardian back up again. Funeral instructions, capacity and power. Again, you know, what is the what can the executor do from what they can't do? And this one is long. They go D E F N O T U. This is crazy. They got all the way to Y. Only thing they missing is Z. So they put like certify the ownership of or the terms of any trust relating to any assets that is or has been part of my estate. That's one of the responsibilities of the personal representative or executor. The power of the executor to give away gifts. Power of executor not affected by personal interest. Payment of executor. These are just specifics. Governing law of the will. Yes, 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 yes. That's a gem for you. You gotta know. You gotta know. You gotta know the jurisdiction, all right? Interpretation of the will. That's another section. And they got quite a bit of stuff, and then they just signed it. So, like I said, I don't want to tell y'all, because a lot of people get frustrated with me, and I deal with it all the time, because I don't tell y'all it's one way to do something. It's not one way to do something, right? It's so many gems in all of these documents, but you don't want to take the time to go look at them. Why work hard? Work smart, right? There's samples out there. You look at enough of them, you'll figure out whatever you're missing. this is a long one. Let's see. They do their introduction, family debt, special bequests, special charitable organization donations, distribution clause, remainder for beneficiary clause, more on beneficiaries, distribution if no living beneficiaries, testamentary trust. This is a whole section, and they put their whole trust in there. See what I'm saying? Which is a breach of trust, by the way, but oh, I'm so stupid. Hey, listen. When y'all come over here, just remember, never, ever, 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 ever give anybody, I don't give a shit who they are, never, ever, don't put your declaration of trust for your testamentary trust in your will. Don't do that shit. It's public record. Don't do it. You're going to breach your trust. Anybody taught you to go put your damn declaration on the record, just breach your trust. I can't say it enough. The rest of this shit is about trust. I can't even share nothing else because they dumb as hell with this one. So yeah, that shit there crazy. All right, so let me chop it up because we only got a couple minutes left. So let me go to the call lines. All right, 305-397. Peace. Come on in. What's poppin', bro?
Hey, peace, bro. What's going on, man? Great topic tonight, man. Let me tell you.
No doubt. I'm reading the chat while you chopping it up too. They saying don't do it. Reconsider. But yeah, I just wanted to give people, because I don't give out templates, right? It's not something that's been my strong suit, but it's something that I told y'all I was going to work on. And the first one that we're going to do is this injunction, because I want people to be able to travel whichever which way they so choose and however they so choose, right? But like I said, all of these things is in and around this area. So you can't expect that you're going to be able to pull this off in this way in another country. You get what I'm saying? So if this is like you want to do a cruise and you in, you know, North America and whatever the case may be, then that's so be it. You get what I'm saying? So, but it's not for international travel. That's what I'm saying. At least what we're going after. But yeah, what'd you like about the show so far, man? Let me stay on topic myself. My bad.
No, it's all good. You know, as far as tonight's show, I felt like it was you know, really focused in on, you know, keeping it basic, right? But at the same time, addressing things that are unique to you, right? That are important.
Right.
I did have a
That's
question,
it.
Though, if I can ask the question.
Uh-huh. Go for it.
All right. So, understandably, when it comes to, like, wills, right, obviously you want to have something in place so that way the beneficiaries that you leave behind can be of benefit as far as the will is concerned, right, or receive a benefit. What I'm and then there's the folks who are looking to get paid off of their debt, right? They're going to be looking to party too, right? My question is, because similar to the start of the show, you know, somebody really close to me, you know, is no longer here and their family's being affected. I was just kind of curious if it was possible to either eliminate the payment of debt part, if that is the person's will. And if that's not possible, I was curious if in the will it could be prioritized where, you know, family first, whoever we owe, you're next up.
That's a good-ass question. And I'm going to answer it, right, because I'm nice. Don't forget that. I'm nice. So I'm going to give you the ill answer.
Yeah.
But no, all of that to the side. First of all, I'm sorry about your loss. Let's address that. And then second of all, I know when it hits home, it's always just a little bit different, right? Because now you're seeing up close up front what has to be dealt with. You get what I'm saying? So I get it. Here's the reality. The quick answer to your question is hell no. That's the quick answer to your question. But I'm not going to do you like that. I'm going to explain it to you so that you have understanding, right? So you got to picture what the goal of this whole process is, right? When they consider proving a will, there is a goal behind it. So let's say, for example, someone dies without a will. So let's take the will out of the picture first, right? So you can understand the – all right, first of all, y'all got to go look up the Wills Act, right? Or form of the Wills Act, let me say it like that. But you want to know what the priorities are, right? If someone passes in general and they weren't prepared for it. So let's just look at the objective. We know you have a party, and the party is the one that's died, the decedent, right? So that's the dead person, right? Now you have a court, right? So without a will, a court is involved. You get it? So the court has one job, to ensure that the estate is being administered. So when the court looks at its options and it realizes it's either you have someone or you don't, then they go with, okay, you don't have someone, so now we have the responsibility to appoint someone. But what is that appointment going to entail? You know how I gave an example of one of the samples and I said, look at the powers of the and duties of the executor, and they got all the way down to why? Well, the court's list is not going to be that long. It's going to be specific, but it's not going to be inclusive. So the first and and I have to say it like this, the first and most important priority, once the court appoints an administrator, so that's why y'all have to learn the terms, because the court can only appoint administrators. They can't appoint, I guess you can say personal representatives, but it's not the same as an executor. So they can't appoint any of these people as executor or executrix, right? So I don't want to confuse it with personal representative. From their perspective, it's interchangeable. For me, it's not, right? It's black and white, because one side of it is public, the other side of it is private. Right? So, boom, the public side of it being the administrator, being appointed, right, their responsibility is to what? What do you think their responsibility is? What is their first?
The person that they own.
I'm sorry?
Everybody but the dead person is what they're trying to get transactions to go towards.
He said something about what you owe?
Nah, meaning like, you know, their priority is likely taking care of everybody except the actual decedent, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
All other parties get paid first.
But they have a specific term for that. You're right, right? But the term is called the creditors. Because they always have us on the debtor side, so we're the debtors, right? We always owe somebody something. So it's like vultures. I'll give you an example. Well, I don't want to do that because that's going to be personal to me. But I had an experience where when I was younger, my family migrated to the U.S. So, you know, they came here, right? And I was like the last one, you know, to get here. So I was still there. And when my folks left, it's like people swarmed in. And everything that was left behind was gone. Everything. It's like I didn't even live there. You understand what I'm saying? That's what they're looking to do. Because it's like, it's a gift for them. Why? They make money to administer the shit. And when you don't know what's available to it, they make buku money administering the shit. So when people were, you know, dropping in the last couple of years, we know why, right? Pen, you know, whatever, right? Like it was a gold rush for them. You talk about transfer of wealth. Are you kidding me? But you're not seeing the transfer because it's not coming your way. It's being done behind the scenes. People are setting up generational wealth right now. All because of administering estates. I can't impress it on y'all enough to say you want to make sure that you have a goddamn will in place. Because you leave it up to chance that your family is going to get something. So let me continue to answer your question. Their responsibility is to settle debts with the creditors. Their only and main priority is to make sure the creditors are happy. That's it. That's it. They don't give a shit about auntie, cousin, mommy, kids, none of that shit. You owe these people. What we got to sell? What we need to do? How are we going to cover this? So they function in the same way as an executive would, right? Because they got to gather up all of the assets. They got to know what's out there, what debt's owed. They got to, you get what I'm saying? But their job is to do the accounting. Checks and balances. Oh, you owe $10,000 and I got to get paid to process all of it. What would you expect to be left behind? In the forefront, you might have had $100K in the forefront, right? That's cash in the bank or, you know, cars, houses. You get what I'm saying? Whatever. You get what I'm saying? You got $100,000 worth of credit, if you will, right?
Right.
They're going to liquidate that shit so they can pay off the $300,000 that you owe. And while they can only settle off that $100,000, now they're really going to administer the estate to gain $200,000 on the front end so they can pay off the debt.
And I would imagine as long as they're rep and not your rep, they're not going at bat for you.
Who do they have to answer to as far as dealing with the creditors? The court, bro.
Right.
They have to answer to the court, right, to perform the general duties that are required of an executive. Just like there's general duties if you don't be specific, like you don't say they have the power to do this. The law has already provided for some general, basic role responsibilities and duties that they can partake in, like general shit. Buy, sell, da 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 da. Some of the shit you might not like how the court does. I mean, how the law says it. You know what I'm saying? Because even though they ask you for loyalty, which you know whoever's appointed or as executor or administrator is supposed to demonstrate loyalty. But like I told you, if they're the administrator, who are they answering to? Court. So guess what automatically is going to happen? They're going to get bonded because they got to make money. I dare say, watch this. I'm going to show you how crazy this shit can go. When you are, because they would get letters administered. I forgot what is it? Letters of administration. Excuse me. They wouldn't get letters of testamentary, right? They would get letters of administration, right? So when they are given that, right, they get bonded. Do you know they can bond in the name of the decedent?
Why? That's crazy.
And just work your mind from there.
That is crazy. I would imagine, that's like an untouchable kind of scenario for one of the
parties.
That's crazy.
They got it. First of all, it's not crazy. I need you to understand. Let me explain to you why it's not crazy. It's not crazy because what you got to understand is when you are appointed either as executor or administrator, it's like you got to be reminded in self that there is you, right? Your personal you.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this estate. And they can't mix. I'm not going to go any deeper than that, but I just need you to grab that.
Okay.
They can't mix. You right? So when they have to perform stuff, pay for stuff, those things have to be dealt with separately. It's like people, you know, we were taught, go buy a trust estate document from some of these gurus and go set up your bank account. Well, guess what? You're going to fail. The banks are looking for certain documents, and you don't have them. And a trust is not an estate, and an estate is not a trust. Go figure. I had to learn the hard way. So the main thing you got to understand is the only way for you to pay for anything in the estate is through checks. There's no debit cards. There's no credit cards. Checks. Check.
Check.
At least from the bank, I'm saying. I'm not saying you can't apply for credit cards, just from the bank. All right? So anything to deal with that specific account, you got to demonstrate because it's being tracked by the who? Alphabet Boys. All right, so we got less than a minute. Let me just, I appreciate your question. That was a great question. We had good dialogue about that. Hopefully people benefit from that. But the main thing is, as of tonight's show, just make sure y'all put some time into these wills. They don't have to be complicated. Yo, you know what's crazy? The main thing that you want in the will is just to have the appointment. And if you're thinking about their powers, give them unlimited fucking power. So anything that you didn't see, and if that's your spouse or, you know, your loved one or whatever, somebody who really cares about you, they're going to do the right things because they have the power and ability to do it. Like, y'all don't need to make these things complicated. That's why I don't want to sell templates because it's like, yo, I'm going to lock you into thinking this is the only way to do something. You know how crazy that is? Just make sure you know what you're looking for and what you're prioritizing. But great question. We're going to be back Thursday. I'll probably drop a post tomorrow on YouTube. I did one on the Express Trust. I just didn't want to post it because I just been feeling like my energy has been a little bit low. So I feel like y'all are probably not getting the excitement from some of these extraordinary remedies that I'm presenting to y'all on YouTube. Right? So I don't know if y'all are getting it. But we got less than 10 seconds. Check out the webinar this Saturday. Look forward to seeing y'all there. And then we'll go from there. Peace, y'all. Appreciate you, money. Peace.
Thanks, man. Peace.